I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. The Kincaid fire burning in Northern California's wine country is devastating to some growers, and for some, it also means a loss of generations of work. The Kincaid blaze began last Wednesday night, about 75 miles northwest of San Francisco. Nearly 100 structures have been destroyed, including the historic Soda Rock Winery. California Ag Today's Patrick Cavanaugh is following the fast-changing conditions.
Some of these growers got in and hand-harvested as fast as they could before the smoke got in the area. But there are some pockets up there of vineyards up in the little hillside areas that could be affected. And I'm talking about family legacy vineyards that have been around for 100 years. Some of those vines have been in the ground for 40, 50 years, but they replant all the time. But some of those vines are going to get burnt. It looks like if this fire gets down too far into that area.
Cavanaugh says that while the bulk of California's grapes have been harvested, there are some late harvest varieties that are also at risk for smoke damage if they survive the blaze.
Growers are well aware of the smoke tank. They're going to do everything they can. If the smoke gets in, they won't harvest the grapes at all.
Cal Fire officials said that the fire was just 5% contained Monday and is expected to burn for at least another week and a half. Another round of strong, gusty, and dry offshore winds beginning midday Tuesday and lasting into Wednesday morning are forecasted. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.